For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Pretty Funny, it opened on Wednesday night. Brand new musical, world premiere out at Musical Fair, and Pretty Funny.
By Marisa Guida and Phil Ferrugia. I'd seen it twice before because they workshopped it. It was being developed by Musical Fair. And it's the story of a girl who's at that misfit, almost a teenager age, whose father interests her in great comedian of the 1950s, Imogene Coca. And it explores what it means to be beautiful, in all senses of the word beautiful, what it's like to grow up as a woman, and explores a little bit why we don't remember Imogene Coca the way we may some other women of the era, Marilyn Monroe. I was really pleased that they seemed to go full throttle. They gave it as good a production as they possibly could. I thought that from top to bottom, the cast was wonderful.
Amen.
And it was smart looking and very, very engaging. And now they can see what they've got. I could get into my own suggestions, but in my experience at this point, the creators, if they're good, they know before you tell them. Maybe too many musical numbers. Maybe we need to adjust some lyrics. Maybe some refinement of the plot. Though I must say the refinements that the plot has had, I appreciate it.
Well, certainly the principals were outstanding. Aaron Dandies as the young Jenny, Amy Jekyll and Lou Koliakovo as mom and dad, and Nicole Simato, as you mentioned, as Imogene Coca. They were fabulous.
They were. I kept wanting more of the Imogene Coca character. But, you know, this is another thing about watching new work that I have in my mind what I want it to be, and then, of course, I see what it actually is, and you've got to give yourself over to what it actually is. If I want an Imogene Coca musical, I guess I'm free to go write one. Which I can't, by the way.
Okay. Yeah. But I do want to give a huge shout out to all of the secondary characters. And there are many, many roles. They get into the new characters so quickly, get out of them, into the costumes, out of the costumes. It really is a first-rate production. It's obvious that they have lavished hours and hours getting this ready.
Well, the mean girls in the school, yeah. they were so convincingly mean. I saw one of the actresses afterwards and I said, I don't even want to talk to you because I cannot believe that you are not actually that way. Awful.
Well, Pretty Funny is up at Musical Fair all the way through August 13th. However, we have three closings to announce, and the final day is this Sunday. And they're all so worthy if you haven't been. Let's start with Cleopatra, Buffalo United Artists over at the Alleyway. It was the second viewing for me. I loved it again.
Well, they're doing a matinee, Cleopatra by Daytime, that they're doing tonight at 8, Saturday at 4 and 8, Sunday at 7. Last chances to see Jimmy Janowski, the great Jimmy Janowski, barge down the Nile.
Jimmy Janowski, as I believe you pointed out, he's the only actor in Buffalo that all he has to do is enter the first time, and huge applause.
Entrance applause, yes. They actually eject audience members who don't applaud at that moment. I'm sorry, you were just not worthy. This is the divine Jimmy Janowski.
Merry Wives at Windsor, with their borrowed microphones, are going to wrap things up on Sunday as well.
And it's been a delightful production. It runs very, very fast. No earthly reason to have all women in the cast, but I loved it. And I enjoyed Pamela Rose Mangus's Falstaff. Now she has that on her resume.
And wrapping things up down at the Chautauqua Theater Company and the beautiful air-conditioned, love to say that, air-conditioned Bratton Hall. Noises off. Very funny. And they go the extra mile of having the actual set revolve as you go into the second act and see things from the actor's point of view.
You always see backstage, but whenever possible, they let you see that revolve. I thought it was not the cleanest production of Noises Off I'd ever seen, but I was fascinated to see the talent. They bring in students from MFA programs throughout the country. And I'm always curious to see the new crop. And walking across the campus, I had asked for directions from a young woman, an actress written all over her. And I said, are you in the Chautauqua Theater Company? And she said, yes. I said, what will you be playing? She said, I'm Juliet. So I'm looking forward to see her as Juliet coming up. That's part of the fun of Chautauqua, to see the ensemble each summer.
Noises Off at Chautauqua, Merry Wives over at Shakespeare in Delaware Park, and Cleopatra at the Alleyway. Final performances this Sunday. And as wonderful as Jimmy Janowski is, I am just so in love with Maria Droz. What a little spitfire and a ball of energy she is. It's great.
And her scenes with Bibi Bulgari, priceless, and Adam Hayes costumes, or lack thereof.
It's all good. Elevate this conversation, please.
Well, coming up, comic opera, 18th century Italian comic opera La Serva Padrona, coming to the Albright Knox Sculpture Court July 21st.
Now, that sounds very refined. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.